Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Susan Antonczak, A-N-T-O-N-C-Z-A-K. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Antonczak as described in the reports listed above. It appears she is now a 60-year-old woman who, again, reports she injured her lower back at work on 5/29/14. It appears she pulled out a mobile mammo machine steps that weighed about 100 pounds. It appears she did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. She had further evaluation leading to what she understands to be a diagnosis of a back injury with nerve damage. It appears she did not undergo any surgery in this matter, but did participate in physical therapy. It appears she saw Dr. De La Soda. It appears she is currently in IV rehab for a jaw injury, period. She denies any previous injuries to the involved areas. It appeared, however, about 1 year ago while working at Acme, she fell and hurt her back again. It appeared she saw a surgeon, therapy, and pain management. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, she received an order approving settlement on 12/9/19 in the amount of 20% of the lumbar spine, for orthopedic residuals of lumbar sprain with disc bulge and facet arthropathy at L2-3, comma disc bulge and facet arthropathy at L3-4, comma facet arthropathy at L4-5, comma and a disc bulge and facet arthropathy at L5-S1. Apparently she then reopened her claim. Period. Ms. Tanzak was then seen by neurosurgeon Dr. De La Soda on 6/14/21. He noted her injury and course of treatment to date. This included chiropractic care and physical therapy. She saw Dr. Glass, who told her surgery would not work for her lower back. Period. He noted she had a history of carcinoma of the mandible, for which she underwent jaw surgery on 3/26/18 and had also undergone hip surgery. Period. After evaluation, including review of the 11/20/17 MRI, Dr. De La Soda diagnosed lumbar radiculopathy. Period. He recommended updated lumbar MRI and flexion extension x-rays. Period. On 7/30/21, she did undergo a lumbar MRI compared to a prior study of 11/20/17. Period. Insert those results here. New paragraph, she returned to Dr. De La Soda on 8/5/21 to review these results. Period. She stated her back pain was worse than her leg pain. Period. If she touches her back, she feels weak in the knees, and her knees sometimes collapse. Period. She is also having difficulty with balance and numbness in both feet. Period. He added a diagnosis of grade 1 antralisthesis at L3-4 and grade 2 antralisthesis at L5-S1. Period. She is currently working as a customer service representative for AtlantiCare. Period. He ordered a lumbar myelogram and CAT scan. Period. As per his note of 11/22/21, she had this study done on 10/8/21. Period revealed grade 1 antralisthesis of L5 on S1 with bilateral spondylolysis. Period. There was 1 millimeter translational motion seen at that level. Period. There was moderate, scratch that, bilateral moderate foraminal stenosis at this level, also seen on previous MRI. Period. They were to correlate for bilateral L5 radiculopathy. Period. She had grade 1 antralisthesis of L3 upon L4 with 1 millimeter translational motion. paired with a right subarticular zone narrowing to correlate for right L4 radiculopathy. Paired, he noted the results of MRI studies from 11-20-17 and 7-30-21. Paired, he also cited lumbar flexion extension x-rays on 7-30-21. Paired, they revealed multiple grade 1 spondylolisthesis, most pronounced at L5-S1, where it is secondary to bilateral L5 pars interarticularis defects. Paired, there was no dynamic hypermobility. Paired, she was using Lexapro and medical marijuana daily. Paired, he ordered a course of physical therapy. Paired, follow-up with Dr. De La Soda continued through 8-22-22, by which time she completed her physical therapy. Paired. Upon exam, she had a steady gait but was unable to walk on her heels or toes. Paired, she was neurologically intact. Paired, straight leg raise maneuver was negative at 90 degrees bilaterally. Paired, the lower back revealed restricted range of motion in all directions. Paired, the neck was supple. Paired, he deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement from a neurosurgical perspective. Paired, she was to return to the office on an as-needed basis. Physical exam. General appearance, she had slurred speech, secondary to her jaw surgery. Paired, she also wore compression stockings. Paired, extremities upper normal, extremities lower. There were superficial varicosities and venous stasis skin changes on the left calf. Paired, the skin was otherwise normal in color, turgor, and temperature. Paired, manual muscle testing was 5-5 for resisted left plantar flexor strength in a non-reproducible fashion, but was otherwise 5/5. The rest of that is normal, spine cervical. Extension was to 30 degrees, but motion was otherwise actively full in all spheres without discomfort. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She was able to stand on her toes. Paired, when attempting to stand on her heels, she lost her balance. Paired, she changed positions slowly, but declined attempting to squat and rise. Paired, she sat comfortably at 90 degrees in lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 45 degrees in a non-reproducible fashion with discomfort. Paired, extension bilateral rotation and side bending were accomplished fully without tenderness. Paired, there was global tenderness palpation throughout this region in the absence of spasm. Paired, supine straight leg raise maneuvers at 70 degrees. Each elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Paired, impressions. Susan Antunzak injured her lower back at work on 5/29/14 in an acute fashion. Paired, she also had alleged, she also had alleged an occupational injury to the lower back. Paired, she received treatment as noted in my prior report. Paired, since evaluated here, she received an order approving settlement and then reopened her claim. Paired, she returned to Dr. De La Soda, who had her undergo updated diagnostic studies. Paired, these included flexion extension x-rays, lumbar MRI, as well as a CT myelogram and a lumbar spine. Paired, insert all those results here. Paired, as of 8/22/22, she was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement. Paired, new paragraph, the current examination. Found there to be variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Paired, sitting at supine straight leg raise maneuvers failed to correlate with one another. Paired, the latter elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Paired, there was global tenderness palpation throughout this region in the absence of spasm. Paired, she was able to stand on her toes but had difficulty with balance on her heels. Paired, new paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency and causation will be inserted as marked from my prior report. End.